tired of laying in bed, listening to the water run. Ceiling's falling in, baby's dress is covered in dust. So I don't care what it costs.
Hey, everybody. Well, this is going to sound a little different because I'm recording this on my mobile telephone. I'm on vacation. Didn't bring all my pod equipment with me, but I'm going to string a bunch of these together and make sort of a traveling show. And it kind of works because I can just talk on my phone when I walk around, and that doesn't look crazy like holding a microphone. So people will just think I'm talking to someone on the phone and being an asshole. I flew to Philadelphia today. There was a guy, speaking of, on the fucking plane, you know, in my row, and he was on his phone the entire... We sat for an hour on the plane waiting for... I guess the crew was landing another plane and then had to come onto our plane. So we sat for an hour on the ground, and the whole fucking time the guy was talking about his goddamn March Madness brackets. Nonstop. You know, and he's like, yeah, we're pretty good this year, and blah, blah. I really hate when people are that into sports. And he was saying on the... I mean, I caught enough of his conversation because he was so fucking loud and annoying that he was like... he flew back from vacation a day early because he didn't want to miss the UNLV game. Because, you know, he's like, I can't miss it. I can't. I had to come back early. You know, and then he was watching. They had the TV, which was free because, you know, we left an hour late. And this motherfucker was clapping, you know, when the basketball men did good things. Too into it. I hated him. Then we're getting off the plane. And that's like the worst part of the flight, because you're about to get off and you see everyone moving in fucking slow motion, getting off in front and pulling their bags down and shit. So finally it comes time for our row to exit. And this son of a bitch is just fucking around on his iPhone and, you know, lets some people, he's like, oh, you guys can go ahead, to the people standing in the row. And then, you know, I think me and the person next to me both gave him a look like, what the fuck? Because then he moved over a row horizontally so we could get out. So he was just going to sit on the plane and fuck around on his phone for another 20 minutes. And he's home. He was coming home to Philadelphia. So it's like, just get off the fucking plane. You know what I mean? You're going to have the rest of your life to do this shit. Why don't you do it then? Bastard. Then we took a cab from the airport to downtown, which is probably normally a 30-minute drive, but was probably about 8 minutes, because the taxi driver was like, if he was on Top Gear, they'd be like, buddy, take it easy. Like, this isn't a racetrack, okay? I mean, he was hauling ass, because it's a flat rate from the airport to the hotel. So, you know, the logic there is, if it takes you 10 minutes instead of 20, you make twice as much for an airport run, basically, right? So he was hauling ass, and I was a little afraid for my life, but in a good way. I'm glad we got here quick. So last night, we got in pretty late. Here's the real fucked up thing, and why this is like a good night call for today. You know, we got in at probably 10 o'clock the time here, which is 2 hours ahead of what I'm used to. And, like, 4 days ago, we did our spring forward thing. So this is, like, 3 hours difference from what I'm used to. So I had to get up, you know, at 7, which is, doing the math, 4, compared to what I was doing, like, a week ago. So, you know, just a mere 3-hour swing. It's awesome. It's going well. So I'm not tired, really. I walked from where, you know, where I'm staying to... get a cheesesteak. There's like these two famous cheesesteak places. And why the two are famous? There's one, and it's sort of mild-mannered, and it's got this historical landmark in front of it and all this shit. And then this other asshole built his right across the street. And it's all lit up like Vegas. And it's actually, it's cool looking if you're into, you know, Harley store chic. If there's like a Harley casino, that's kind of what it would be like. But I can't fucking believe this asshole had to open it across the street. And why I say he's an asshole, too, is, like, he's got all this stuff along the wall that's, like, for, you know, patches from different police precincts or districts or companies or whatever you want to call them, you know. So it's, like, there's a Chicago patch, and there's a fucking New Jersey patch, and so he's real into the cops, which means I'm not into him. Also, his signs still say Freedom Fries on it. He must be, the guy who owns it must be like the last holdout of Freedom Fries. And then also, though, he's dead. So maybe he died right after he made that decision and everyone just decided to stick with it because it was his final countdown. But really, they're like, ooh, God. And then I think there was a sign, too, that said something like, order in English, you know, this is America. So I chose the other one, suffice to say. Although I'll probably try them both, because what the fuck, you know? If the other one makes a better sandwich, that's where I gotta go. Okay? That's just how it has to be. Yeah, had a nice little... It was actually a super long walk through darkened streets. It's not always sunny in Philadelphia, because there are night times here as well, it turns out. Oh God, there's something else important. I don't know, I'm all looped. I'm in a loop, you guys. But maybe these will improve over time. I don't know. Anyway, I'll say goodnight for now. And then see you in, you know, a week or whatever.
It's one more night in Brooklyn. Baby, we're getting lost. Now I ain't taking you home. Found a little place that'll do.
Hey guys, right now I'm running up the stairs, the art museum, Rocky style. There's a lot of them, I'm not gonna lie. You know what I loved about that movie? Was that he lost. That's what makes it good. He just wanted to go the distance. Like, I hate, you know, these comedies like Dodgeball. Everyone's like, Dodgeball's so funny. And I'm like, yeah, but why at the end does it have to turn into a real sports thing? It's like, oh, we gotta win. Otherwise, this comedy about Dodgeball is ruined. You know? Bullshit. Oh. At the top. Pretty awesome.
Let them say what they say. I'll find a way, we'll make it pay. It's one more night in Brooklyn. Baby, that's all I can take.
So this is the end of the first full day. Or day two, I guess you might call it. So I did, got awfully early. It was horrible. It'd be like 4 o'clock in the morning if it was a week ago where I was. But some good stuff still happened. I ran along this path and ran up the stairs that Rocky ran up. You ever notice that when you're looking at a map of a city or something, you'll be looking at a map and you'll have a couple things on there and you'll be like, oh, that's an easy walk. How long is that going to take? 15 minutes? Something like that? And then you do it and it takes 5 hours. I don't know what's wrong with maps. Like, a 5-hour walk should never be an inch. I don't care how big your map is. Just fix it. Just make it inappropriate so I can understand how far it is. Because when I'm tracking my progress and I've gone nowhere, that's very frustrating. There was also, I saw the Liberty Bell from the back, so I didn't see the cracked side. Because, of course, it was closed, because I saw it at, you know, 10:30 p.m., which is when I do most of my sightseeing. And then I, there's this great sign. It was like, here's where the guy who taught, Lewis or Clark, I don't fucking remember which one, but taught him how to read maps. And I was like, that guy must have been pretty badass. He taught the guy to read maps who did, like, the most famous trek of all time, of American all time, at least. That's pretty cool. That's bigger than fucking the Oregon Trail. We all know about from last week. You know, something weird that happens every time I'm in a big city, I'll be walking along, and then I step on something weird, and then it turns out to be a chicken bone. This happens every single time I'm in a city, I step on a chicken bone. That happened 3 times today. I stepped on something, kind of slid around, and I didn't know what it was, and it was a goddamn chicken bone. What is going on? It's weird, because it's like a city, so you'd think it's, you know, society at its highest. But then it's also, you know, just eating the flesh off of bones and discarding them on the ground. Seems a little bit bizarre to me. Yeah, I don't know. Just a lot of walking around by myself. It's funny, before I left, a couple of my coworkers were like, it's pretty cool, it's pretty lucky that you can just, you know, take off and go on a trip and have all this stuff to leave behind, or people to drag with you and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's true. But then also I was like, well, I guess the flip side of that is like having nothing to, you know, having nothing really. I mean, I don't know. It's lonely. I'm not going to lie. I get homesick real fast. This is the second day. First full day not being at home. I'm a little homesick already. But that's how I roll, you guys. All right. Talk to you later.
I'm tired of waiting on you, waiting on the train. I'm tired of your late night calls with the same old complaints. And so you pack up your bags, start looking west for tonight. Ordering in, making down.
Hey everybody, this is Mike. My last few hours in Philadelphia here. About to go hear Betty White talk for some fucking reason. And then take the train to New York on St. Patrick's Day. So that should be interesting. I had a thought, like, here's the thing. Okay, if you run a hotel or a business or a train station or anything, I think what you should do is when you put in your toilets, you should make sure that they properly flush. That you could fit almost anything in there, and it'll just force it down the pipe. It doesn't matter. Like, here's what I would do. I'd have the plumber come, you know, and install everything. And I would tell him, I'd be like, this should be a powerful flush enough that you're scared. That something that you don't want is going to come flying off the counter and get sucked down, like when they break the window on the airplane. And what I would say when he was done, I'd be like, are you sure about this? And he'd say, you know, yeah. And I'd be like, are you confident? And he'd say, yeah. And then I'd be like, give me your cell phone. And so then I'd take his cell phone and I'd hold it over the toilet and be like, here's the deal. You, if I flush your cell phone and it's gone and it goes all the way down, I'm buying you the new iPhone. But if it doesn't, you got to replace your own phone. That's how this is going to work. Then, you know, this is my way of saying I have horribly clogged the toilet in my hotel room just before leaving. So whoever cleans the Marriott, I apologize for that. Did a couple things yesterday that were pretty nuts. I went to this museum of what they would call medical science. I would call freak book. It was great. There was a lady with a horn growing out of her head, which they cut off when she was like 80 fucking years old. So she lived 80 years with a horn. They cut it off, and then she lived like 8 more years and then died. And it was gross, too. It was not like a unicorn horn. It looked like her forehead was taking a dump down the front of her face. They had a whole collection. This doctor figured out some ways to take things out of people's throats that they tried to swallow. And so they had a whole display of that, and he kept everything. He's got like 2,000 objects that people have swallowed, you know, and it's organized. It's like screws and beads and all this shit. And what was funny, too, looking through it, I mean, some of it, you know, it's like a safety pin or a little ream of thread, and I'm like, yeah, well, who could possibly swallow that? But other stuff, the beads and, I don't know, there's some little stuff like a train car and stuff, and I was like, I don't want to look at this as a challenge, but I'm pretty sure I could get that down if I tried. I mean, it wouldn't take me a lot of effort to swallow that fucker all the way. I don't know. Some people, just not good at it, I think. There were some books bound in skin, which I guess was not always just for, Nazis and Jewish skin. They were, like, doctors would do it because they felt like that honored their patients, which, I don't know about that. Sure, I mean, yeah, and why not take their teeth and make dentures for yourself? I mean, fuck that shit. Just take all their old clothes. I mean, if you want to do that to see if maybe they have a nice suit or something you could just have, watch. They also had on display a cast of a mega colon. This was a guy, and his colon basically got so full of shit, he had 40 pounds of shit in it. Or as they more disgustingly described it, 2 pails worth. So 2 big buckets of shit. And it showed pictures of him, and he just looked, like, really pregnant. You know, he didn't actually look that bad for having 40 pounds of excrement in his tummy. But he did die. And they had a cast of it, and it was gigantic. It looked like a huge tremor. Are the tremors, are the creatures in tremors called tremors, or are they just worms? I don't know. But it was just sitting there in a case, and that was great. So then I was going to buy, they had a postcard, you know. This happens every time I go to a museum. They trick me. I walk into the gift shop, and I start looking at things, and it takes me a good 10 count to realize I'm in the gift shop. I am no longer looking at the official art. This is the purchasable versions, you know. But then I wanted to buy a postcard. All I wanted was this postcard for a friend of the mega colon. Because I knew that she'd be excited about it. So I go up to the counter, and I've got it. And the girl working there just smiles, and she's like, just the colon? And I'm like, yep. So not a lot of opportunities in my life. Never has anyone said just the colon to me before. And probably never again. That was a once-in-a-lifetimer there. I have a two-way. I'm leaving this hotel, which is nice, and it's in the fancy swank part of Philadelphia, as far as I can tell. Where, like, rich business people would stay. And I'm moving to New York, where I'm supposed to have a one-person room in a hotel/hostel where the bathroom is down the hallway. And I've read, mixed reviews from This Is Awesome, and in New York you don't need to stay in your hotel, which I agree, to, like, quite a few people have gone there and said, like, our room wasn't properly booked, and they took us down the street to the Marrakesh Hotel, which I've actually stayed in a hotel in Marrakesh, so maybe it would work out for me. I don't know. That seemed okay. But somehow I think the American Marrakesh Hotel is worse than the actual hotels in Marrakesh. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know, and then, I'll be on fucking public transportation, probably hitting downtown at, 4 o'clock or something like that. So St. Patrick's Day should be in full swing. So I'll let you know how that goes. Talk to you later. Put your hands on me. Let's get real high and just go to sleep. It's one more night in Brooklyn. Baby, it's just you and me. One more night. Hey, everybody. Well, I just got back to my little room, which isn't too bad. Except I think my window is right next to some kind of air conditioner or something. Because there's a pretty consistent mechanical thing going on. But I walked from here, which is 101st Street, to like 40-somethingth Street and back. And a little extra. Saw some good shit. Slipped on a banana peel right after I saw the Nintendo World store. So I should have been on the lookout based on what I know about Mario Kart. I saw about 15 minutes of Betty White, and then I left because all she was talking about was the zoo. I didn't know that Betty White was into zoos so much, but I guess she's real into zoos. She's telling a story about one of her elephant friends, you know, and they would let it out of, I guess they let the elephant out to go for walks around the zoo in the morning, and that was okay for some reason. And then Betty White was saying how no one seems to know this, but what elephants really like is they'll lift their trunk up and then you slap their tongue, and you just, and she, you know, gestured of her repeatedly slapping an elephant's tongue. And I don't know what that's like. I feel like that's like when you pet a dog and then they start to get a boner or something. That it's the elephant version of that. So that's what I learned from Betty White. It's St. Patrick's Day. People, I don't know, by the time I got here it wasn't too crazy. I saw, you know, some drunkards. The most drunk people I saw actually were a couple older guys who were like doing the thing where they were arms over each other's shoulders, and you're like, I'm not sure which one of these guys is supposed to be helping the other guy, because they both look fucked. And there was, I saw one girl who was in handcuffs sitting on the ground, but that was about it, so nothing crazy. Seemed to be pretty manageable as far as these holidays go. I think tomorrow is going to be Head to Brooklyn Day. Go to the barcade there. Very excited about. So, I am fucking exhausted from walking far too far. I had three hot dogs from Papaya King. They weren't very good. I don't care for Papaya King. So we'll try Nathan's and see if that's better, but Papaya King is not in my top 10. Although the drinks are good. So maybe that's the way to go if you go there. But I still prefer, you know, Wiener Circle. Alright. That's enough for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey everybody. It's another evening. I was just getting ready to go to bed. It's been a couple days here. Pretty good. I went out, took the train to New Jersey today to go to Jay and Silent Bob's secret stash. Because, you know, those movies were formative for me growing up. But then, also, I like the comic books. And third, they tape one of my favorite shows out there, Tell 'Em Steve Dave. So I take the train, get on the train, and it's like, you know, between here and there, it's like a swamp and shit. You know, it'll be a swamp, and then there'll be like a building where, you know, you're going by it at 50 miles an hour or whatever, and you're like, maybe I'll see one window. You know, they sectioned off these windows, and then it's like, once the building's shut down, it's like, let's see if we can break every one of these sectioned off window things. And they seem successful. There's also, and then it turned into more woods, and it was nicer, although some of the woods were real trashed. Most memorably or noticeable, there was kind of a woods with not much trash in it, but then right in the middle was a really shitty-looking couch, and someone had spray-painted in black, fuck couch on it. So I guess that's where you would go fuck somebody. Which doesn't sound very appealing to me, but I don't know. Maybe if I had no other options. I mean, I think I'd rather just have sex on the woodland floor than a fuck couch. You know, because if you were, alright, if I was going to have sex just in the woods, it was like, this is a spot where other people have had sex with each other, and B is a spot that no one's had sex with each other, that's the same woods, I'd be like, well, I'll just have the B then. So I got to, but then I got to Red Bank, and it's actually pretty nice. And then I went to the store, and it was kind of weird, because, like, I don't know if you guys have ever met, like, how many, I've gone to quite a few author signings and that kind of thing, so I've met a lot of people, or, you know, the one time I got briefly backstage at a concert, it was weird. It's like, if you meet someone that you're sort of in awe of, as you walk up to them, you suddenly realize, like, I don't know what to say, you know? So I was first, it was weird, because I think the guy, Walt Flanagan's a little bit of an introvert too, maybe. And so, you know, and I didn't know what to say, and so I got up there, and I had my headphones, and I was like, I was just listening to you on here, I love your show, and he's like, thanks, you know, and that was about it. And then I was like, how's business going? Which is like the silliest thing I could think of, but actually, it seemed to perk him up a bit, because I don't know, he seems pretty business-minded, you know, and he's like, oh, it's been good, thanks for asking, and I was like, sure, you know. So then I got to walk around, and it's a pretty cool place to go if you're into Kevin Smith stuff, you know. They had, like, his old coat and hat from Clerks, and they have, like, you know, this case full of cool little stuff, like the grappling gun used in Mallrats and all that shit when he did his Batman moment. And, you know, thrilling for me, they had the poker table, and they had all their microphones and shit out from when they... where they record their podcasts, which is pretty cool. And then, you know, also in the store was Mike busily ordering on the phone, and then I also met Ming Chen as he came out of the back, you know, and he seemed very happy that I recognized him from the radio show. And, you know, so that was cool, man. It turned out fine. And so then, you know, I talked to him, and I bought one of Walt's books, and I was like, if I bought these, do you think you'd sign them for me? And he's like, oh, if you have time, I'll sketch in them for you. So he drew, like, a little sketch in it, and it said, tell him Steve Dave and all that shit. So it was pretty fucking awesome, I gotta say. Turned out pretty great. Overall. So I don't know. Sometimes you gotta go out of your way to meet your, dare I say, heroes. All that shit. Alright. I guess I'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.
This town's dead tonight. I got no place to...
So I'm just, walking down, I'm on Broadway, headed towards the subway, and I was just realizing where I stayed, there's actually two bathrooms. So here's the unfortunate thing, the one I've been using down the hall is fine, but there's no soap dispenser thing, and the shower is like a bathtub, so you get in there to take a shower, but you're standing in a bathtub, which nobody wants that. And then the other thing, so I, you know, I decide to venture down to the other end to see what's going on. Much nicer bathroom, stand-up normal shower, all that shit. So, you know, you gotta explore where you're at, I guess. But then the other thing, I was gonna give you two things that you should always pack with you on vacation. One is, ever since this time I went camping and this guy kept me up all night because he was snoring, I just always bring earplugs. Because you wouldn't think you would need them in the woods, right? You would think, oh, I'm in the woods, it's fine. There's not going to be any noise, you know? But just do it. Because then if you don't need them, you don't need them. They take up no space. But if you need them, you'll be so fucking glad you brought them. And the other thing is baby wipes, man. I'm telling you. Because the thing is... you know, when I'm at home, I'm showering every day, so it's fine. Because I have a pretty elaborate shower situation. It's like when you go to the car wash and they have that super jet that sprays. I have one of those in the floor of the shower, and I just squat over that and get reamed out there. But in, you know, traveling life, like, you know, there's showers down the hall. I'm not showering every day. So... the thing is, then, and you're walking all day, just walking everywhere. So if you're not 100% clean back around downstairs, back door, you're going to be in real problem zone. So I recommend you bring those wipes. As a As the guy on one of my favorite shows, Red Bar Radio, put it, if you were, like, with someone else, and then they slapped a log of shit on your arm, you know, and then took it off and left the brown mark there, and then they gave you, to clean it off, they gave you a piece of toilet paper, and they're like, oh, here, that wouldn't be adequate, right? You need more. You'd probably want a wipe of some kind.
Like diamonds on the street, real out of wine and lonesome, just cutting clean through my heart. In my window smoke, while the midnight's setting in on Rogers Park.
Hey guys, I'm on the train right now to Coney Island. I just, you know what? This whole trip, something I'm taking away. I have a new respect for what the Warriors went through. Because this is real far. I had to trade trains because I took one that appeared to be close on the map, but it's not as close as I thought. Everything on a map is like, you know, I don't know. As far away as, like, the tip of a tiny penis, and then when you actually walk it, it's 100 million miles, so, good on the Warriors. They actually did a pretty good job, I would say.
I come here with hopes, guess I came. Now I'm all alone. I can't.
Ah, can you hear that ocean? Probably sounds like shit. I'm betting on this phone. I made it to the beach out here, and I'm just walking along. You know, I thought we could have a nice soothing talk. Maybe this could be the part you listen to before you go to bed or something. I think every vacation, if I have the option, I try to visit the ocean if it's reasonably close. I went to, ever since when I was like in high school, I went to Disney World on a running trip. And it was fun. So I went, and there was a bunch of kids who went, and one of them was my girlfriend, so I had a boner the entire time I was in Disney World, because my hormones were raging, you know? And, what was funny is, we did all the Disney shit, and rode the rides, and that was fun, but the day I had the best time by far was when we went to the beach, you know? And I was kind of like, eh, fuck the beach, you know what I mean? I'm not a beach guy, like, I don't really like sun, or water, or earth. I was more of a Wheeler guy, fire. So, you know, that's like a convergence of lots of shit I don't even need. But we went to the beach, and it was fun as hell. There was some dead jellyfish. Someone found a conch shell. I swam really far out and didn't realize it. I was swimming, and I just sort of kept swimming. And then, turned around and was like, oh my dear God, I'm in panic now, because I am much further than I thought from the shore. So I swam back. I did survive. So, you know, I kind of try and make it a point to go, like, visited my brother in Morocco, and we went to the beach. I didn't realize until we got there that, like, swimming in the beach is not something they do. They hang out at the beach, but in their, like, regular clothes, and they don't really sit in the sand on towels and stuff or on chairs. They kind of stick to the boardwalk, and then you could tell who the foreigners were. They were all windsurfing, but there was almost no one who was just, like, getting in the water. So I did, because what can you do? You know, you gotta get in the water at some point. Oh, it's weird being here, I gotta say. I'm getting ready to come home. I mean, it's kind of cool, like, definitely if you're going to go on a vacation by yourself, this is a pretty good place to go. Because, you know, you can get around on the subway and all that. And, it seems like a lot of people are cruising around by themselves. Which tourists or otherwise. And you know, it's kind of cool because like you go to, you can eat at just diners all the time and walk right up to the counter. You don't have to wait or anything like that, which is nice. I don't know. If anybody's looking for a solo vacation recommendation, they also have some pretty rad comic shops, so that's a good way to go too. Waiting to go here at the end of a very long trip. Hope this voicemail thing is working out for everybody, because I don't know what any of it sounds like yet. I'm gonna use my wait at the airport here to get this all set and ready to go, so then I'll know if it sounds like shit. So I'll just apologize now, because I'm assuming it'll probably sound like shit. I'm pretty excited to get back home and get in my car and honk my horn. I feel like I've been hearing so many horns while I've been here that, but unable to honk back, which is an important thing with the horn, is to be able to respond with your own horn in kind, you know? It's like someone yelled at you, but it must be terrible to be mute or something, because then someone's like, hey, fuck you, and you can't yell anything back. Or if you were mute and didn't have fingers because you couldn't flip someone off either. I don't know, you'd be effectively neutered from all aggressive traffic conversation. The thing is here, like, everything is smaller than I think it's gonna be, is what I've discovered about myself. Everything. Like, you know, you see Rockefeller Center where they've got that naked gold man, you know, and you can see his butt. Every statue, you can see their butt. Their dick is covered, but the butt's open. Like, the front of that place, there's, like, that statue of Atlas, you know? And he's got, like, what I looks like just a monstrous dick coming around, but it's some kind of wrapper. But then you go around back, and you can just see his butt. Same thing with the guy at Rockefeller Center. If you just go around back, it's like, there's his butt. That's okay to see. But Rockefeller Center, I thought, would be, like, gigantic, and it's totally not. It's, like, the ice skating thing is, like, the size of a, you know, a hotel swimming pool or something. It's very small. Or, what else did I see? I saw the diner from Seinfeld. It was tiny. Not at all what I thought it was going to be. Statue of Liberty? Fairly small. Based on some science, I think Ghostbusters made the Statue of Liberty seem small, so that makes me wonder about the Marshmallow Man, if he's as big as I've always thought. Small things, too. I also saw a midget pass me, I don't know, little person, dwarf, whatever, in walking faster than I was, which is embarrassing. People walk real fast here. I've been trying to keep up, you know, but it's exhausting. But yeah, everything. So even that's smaller. It's weird. I don't know what I expect. But I guess more. Just more. That's all I ask for is more at all times. I think that's a simple request. So this trip, I thought I wasn't going to make it. Because every trip I go on, you know, there's a worst public bathroom that sticks out in my mind. You know, when I was in Boston, I went in a Barnes & Noble bathroom, and it was horrible. Like, there was a huge, just blown-out piece of the floor that looked like just a huge shit stain on the floor, you know? Or San Francisco, McDonald's urinal covered, spattered in blood. It was pretty bad. And I hadn't had one until last night. I was downtown. My friend Val was in town also. We had crossover vacations, so we ate tacos and went to the Empire State Building, but they said it was closed because of the fog, which I was like, shouldn't that be my choice? Couldn't you do like a half off fog discount? Like whatever, if I can only see half as far, it costs half as much or something. But they don't roll that way. So we went to use the bathroom in a McDonald's, and this McDonald's was clearly selling probably a lot of, chicken. So they have chicken nuggets, and then they have like a mini chicken nugget, because a chicken nugget's too big, I guess. It has to be something, I don't know, do most people not eat a chicken nugget in one bite? I think I can. But I think two, I mean, that's not a lot, is it? Bite it, and then put it back in, and then pick it up and bite it again. But they were selling a lot of drinks, and then there were just people sleeping at the tables with their heads down, you know? So two bathrooms. She went in one, and I went in the other one. And as soon as I got in there, it was like a wave of urine smell, and the entire floor was covered in pee-soaked toilet paper, like mummified in toilet paper. And, you know, I had to pee, because I'm like, well, it's going to take me an hour to get the subway back, you know? So I had to scoot around the room carefully, you know, around the very perimeter edge of the room until I got to the back side of the toilet and then go in from the side that way. That was the only way that I could make it work because there was, you know, that was the floor. The entire floor was just covered, soaked. I would go so far as to say. So that was, yeah, it happened. I was worried it wouldn't happen on this trip, but then it happened. Thank goodness. And I think that's most of it here. I know that, you know, it's like I take this big trip and then I just tell you guys about bathrooms and showers and, you know, my hostel. Oh, I found that other bathroom down the hall. I discovered why it was the other bathroom because, you know, I go to get in the shower and turn the handle and it just fell off. And, you know, I don't understand when a shower has, like, two different things. You know, you've got the thing that's for temperature, right? And the thing that's for amount of water. And when that's, you know, you've got two knobs, it's fine because you can manage both, you know, independently. So it's the amount of hot water and cold water. But, like, this just had one thing you turn. So I don't understand how you were supposed to turn it and then do temperature and pressure. It seemed to be just, you know, it didn't really let you pick your own mixture, your own ratio. You just kind of had to go with this predetermined ratio. And because the handle fell off, it had nothing to do with the direction it was actually facing. So that was problematic. Also, I noticed on the door of my hostel there was actually a sign, and it was from the city that basically said it was hazardous to occupy the building that I have been in for the last 5 days. It was like the city has deemed this a hazardous building or something, so I guess it's falling apart. I don't know. It seemed alright to me. I mean, the stairs were kind of warped, like they were melting or something like that, but what are you going to do? You know what I mean? Sometimes you take a risk, and it worked out for me. I had a pretty good stay, I would say. You know, this morning, the maid busted in on me while I was brushing my teeth to ask if they could take... They have, like, just a chair in the room, and she's like, can we use this chair for another room? And I was like, I guess so. It felt a little like, you know, I was leaving, so I didn't care, but it felt like at the funeral when they, if they're dividing your stuff up, like, I don't know, and you're gonna die in the next week, and they're like, hey, Dad, can I have this or that? And you're like, I guess, but, you know, you could have just waited the hour, right, till I left. Got it then. But what are you gonna do? Alright. Oh, also, one more weird thing. I saw the bums last night, and afternoon were, like, activated. Something activated them, and they were out in force. You know, screaming in the subways and running around, and one guy was riding between the train cars, and these cops had to get him off and shove him out the door, and, you know, he was wasted and all kinds of shit. But I saw a bum yesterday who appeared to have tamed a cat, just like a normal little black cat, and it was sitting on a blanket, like Sphinx style. You know how that cat is sitting, just like that. And I don't know how he did it. Like, I can't tame a cat and train it to do things normally. So I don't understand how, like, this bum knows something. I mean, he doesn't know how to manage a home, but he knows how to manage a cat very well. And it wasn't tied up or anything. It was just sitting there on its own accord on, like, a rug. It looked like it was on, like, a genie rug. Like, it might just take off and fly away. Which, if it did that, I would have immediately given him all of my money. Because, you know, that's as good as it's going to get. I'm not going to see anything better than that. You got all of Broadway at your disposal. Or a magic cat who flies on a flying carpet. I'll take the flying carpet. That's me. I'm not cultured. What can I say? I prefer magic to theatrical, emotional magic, I guess. Okay, that's enough. Thanks for listening again this week. We're back. It's the great news. Don't forget to visit HelpfulSnowman.com if somehow you're getting this without visiting there. And I'll see all of you very soon, which is great. I'm out of it. This is bullshit. Okay, goodbye. Take them off for me.